Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Okay.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Absolutely.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I have not signed any documents.
All right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
That would be me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when
Thank
were
you.
you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, let's see, when was I diagnosed? Let's see. I was diagnosed in March of March of 2020.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
And then do you know the specific subtype? Do you know if it was a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
Oh, it was a B cell.
Okay. The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
It's at home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No. I'm the only one that did that messed with the Roundup and stuff like that. I don't Wife never did that. I took care of all the weeds. That's
Oh.
my therapy.
Oh,
The
okay.
yard work is my therapy.
Right. And can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
Yeah, it's 1806 Southwest 3rd. That's Grand Prairie, Texas, 75051.
Is this your current home address as well?
That is correct.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I'd say about, I don't know, close to 14 years.
14. Do you remember what year you started spraying it?
Yeah, right around the time when we got this house, around March of 2004.
Okay, and then what year did you stop?
May 2018.
2018?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I would say so.
All right. And
For
the phone?
sure.
Okay, and the phone that we are speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
Right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Okay.
Okay. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C, or Epstein-Barr.
No hepatitis.
Okay. Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus.
Nope. None of that.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. All right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
ANDYDIAZ.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I am a male.
And are you married?
Going through a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
11075.
And your social?
459-93-9798.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw an advertisement on Facebook.
And was that recent? Was it this year that you saw that or last year?
It was a while back. When the symptoms were just there, you know, and I was checking it out, or I got all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I saw it, and I said, well, you know what? Maybe I can. I don't know. I said, I don't know if I can or if I can't.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So then did you find out the connection? Was it around 2020, around the time you were diagnosed when you found out?
Right. I mean, I just basically, I told the doctor what was going on. We made a connection, and here I am.
Okay. All right. And then can I get your height and weight?
Yeah, I'm 6'4" and about 250.
And then is this your main cell phone number, the 945-201-0572?
That's right.
And what is your email address?
AndyDiaz144@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was, you started spraying around March of 2004 and you stopped around May of 2018?
That's correct.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Safety goggles. I didn't want it in my eyes because I wear contacts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, but I just sprayed it, you know. I didn't put on no hazmat suit if I needed to. I don't know. Well, hindsight been 2020? Yeah, I probably would have. In all honesty, I would have put on a hazmat suit, but it's most unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh. And then you were using it in Texas, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then if you had to estimate the number of times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20, over 100?
I would definitely say at twice a month. Here in Texas, weeds grow year-round, except for, like, the real, real cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say at least 12 times in a year, for sure.
Okay.
But it's been more than that. So, over 50 times, for sure.
Okay. Over 50. And then do you get your water from a well?
Absolutely not. We get our water through a treatment plant.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
Oh, it was concentrate.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Walmart.
Walmart. Do you have any receipts, empty bottles, anything like that?
I have to get them from the garage.
The empty bottles?
Well, I have some here in the garage.
Okay. All right. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
How long would you say?
About 3 years.
Wow. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yeah, they're in my files. So I'll have to get that for you.
Okay, and can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yeah. The, let's see. What was it? I can't remember which one, because I went to two of them. Let's see, McAllister Regional Health.
That's the one on Clark Bass Boulevard? Or no?
No, that one's on Greenville Avenue, Suite 160.
It was called McAllister Regional Health?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is the one where you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay, was there a different facility where you were treated?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Was there a different facility where you were being treated?
Oh, yes. I have my family doctor, too.
Okay, what is the name of that facility?
Okay, let me see. That one is, let's see here, Medical City Denton. Address is 2300 Highland Village Road, Suite 600 in Highland Village, Texas, 75077.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then what was your physician's name?
My family one or the one that was at the treatment hospital?
The treatment.
Which one do you want? Okay, let's see. His name. Didn't I just tell you his name? Dang it, now I got to go looking back for his name. Oh, my gosh. Give me a second, please.
Okay.
Dr. Joshua Guerin.
Dr. Joshua
Guerin.
Guerin.
Yes, and my family doctor's name is Bruce Linden.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Drastically. That's a pretty good scare there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going through that type of, through that process, it's very taxing.
Are you doing better now?
I mean, yeah. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear.
I suppose. I mean, considering.
Right. Would you say it had some mental and physical hardships?
Absolutely. I was already preparing to tell my family bye, and so I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That right there is very stressful.
Oh gosh. Okay. And then when was the last time you were treated?
Last time I was treated was in March 2020.
March of 2020. And what type of treatment were you receiving?
I was receiving radiation treatments, chemotherapy, and after all that, I went through some antibiotics and painkillers.
Okay.
And I got something confused. I gave you the treatment when I started it instead of when I ended it. When I ended it was in December. I do apologize for 2020.
Oh, that's okay. So you started in March and...
In March, and I ended in December. I apologize greatly.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I misplaced my reading glasses, and I don't have them on. And I'm trying to really squint here.
Okay, no worries. And then
Sorry,
go ahead.
I thought... I have a request?
No, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Not today.
Okay. And then have you used DocuSign before?
I have, yes, through work.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now.
Okay.
You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Okay. Okay. Did you send it?
Yes.
Not a problem. Oh, I think I got something here. This text message here from 21093, that's from you?
Yes, it should say MySoon with a DocuSign link.
Yeah, MySoon. Yeah, MySoon or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, I see it. And got an email too.
Yes.
Let's see. Alrighty, let me switch over to this email. For some reason, man, I got kicked out of my email here. I got to recover it. So, is there any way that do I fill out this paperwork? What is it that I do here?
Yes, that's your retainer.
I might have to go through the text first. I'm going to try getting to this link with my text message first.
Uh-huh.
And then because if I can't get to it with my text message, I've got to recover my account. Something, I don't know, maybe it's a security thing. I don't know, but I've got to recover it. I've got my backup email and all that good stuff. I just got to click a couple of buttons. I just didn't want to do it while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay, no worries.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, then I will go ahead and send you another text as well from my direct line so you can reach me back if you have any questions at all.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right. And then did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
All right. Okay, then thank you so much. I'll be waiting for those documents.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.